Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Pesachim Samach Aleph. We are on Samach Amud Beis at the wide lines, the first wide line from the bottom. So it's six lines from the bottom in the middle of that first wide line, Iboilu. We know that a Karim Pesach on Erev Pesach is meant to be brought strictly Lishmoy. If it's Shalei Lishmoy, it's Pasal. However, if it's Shalei Bezmani, say it's a week before Pesach. The halacha is, if you take that very same Karim Pesach and you bring it Shalei Lishmoy, for instance, you have in mind, I'm doing a Shlomim, then this Karim Pesach now turns into a Shlomim. We know that applies when there was a Shini Kodesh. She's deviating from the designation of the actual carbon. Instead of doing it L'Shem Pesach, he's doing it L'Shem a different carbon, L'Shem HaShlamim. Then this halacha applies, and this carbon is kosher, although not a Pesach, it's a Shlamim. What happens if there's a Shini Balim? He changes the designation of the owner. So he's doing a Shchit on this carbon Pesach, a week before Pesach. Instead of changing the actual title of the carbon, he changes the designation of the owner. It belongs to Reuven and he's doing it L'Shem Shimon. Is that called an Akira? Is that considered an uprooting of the status, of the title, of the designation? Is that enough of an Akira to turn this into a Shlomim? Iboilu. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked the following shayla: Pesach Sheshchotoy B'Shar Yemois HaShana. This carbon Pesach, who a Shchita was done to it outside of its prescribed time, not on Yud Dalet, on Yud Gimel, a week before Pesach. B'shimi balam. Mau. And he did it with a shinui balam. Instead of doing it for the sake of the rightful owner, he did the avoida for the sake of somebody else. What is the halacha here? Shinui balam ke shinui kodesh domi. Do we say that just as shinui kodesh, changing the title of the carbon, turns it into a shlamim, likewise shinui balam, changing the designation of the owner, likewise turns this into a shlamim, umachshali, and makes it kosher, or perhaps you can equate shinui balim to shinui kodesh, which perhaps is more related to the essence of the carbon. That's called changing the carbon, but shinui balim is not really so related to the guf kedushas HaKarbon, and a shinui in that regard perhaps will not accomplish the same. Omara Papa Amrisa Lishmata Kamei de Rava. I presented my opinion in front of Rava that, yeah, the two things are very much alike. Hoyl v'shini kodesh, poisle bizmane. Since we find that when there's a shini kodesh, bizmane, on Yudalad, benisan, erev Pesach, this fellow changed the designation of the actual carbon. Instead of doing it l'shem Pesach, he's doing it l'shem Shlomim. It's poisle. We learned yesterday that a Karim Pesach needs to be done L'Shem Pesach. V'shini balim poisle bizmane. And likewise, a shinui regarding the owner also makes it possible if it's taking place bizmane on Yudalet. So since we find that these two things are very similar in nature, shinui kodesh and shinui balim will affect psul when they're done on Yudalet b'nissan, let's compare further. Ma shinui kodesh, she poisle bizmane. Just as shinui in the guf, in the title, in the kedusha of the carbon, which is something that makes it possible if it took place bismani. Mach shinui is lachazmani. But if it takes place out of its prescribed time, a week before Pesach, that shinui will actually make it kosher, turn it into a shlamim. Af shinui balim, shepoisle bismani. Same thing regarding shinui balim, which has the power to make it possible when it's bismani. Machshir lachazmani. So if it's out of its man, it will make it kosher. Let's compare the two things. Just as shini kodesh is a reason for kashrus when it's shleib bizmani, likewise shini balam. V'amar li, and Rava responded, you can't compare. Loi im amrit b'shini kodesh. If this halacha applies to shini kodesh, that's because it has no less than four advantages over shini balam. Number one, shekem psulei begufa. Shini kodesh is connected inherently to the essence of the carbon. He's changing it from a Pesach to a Shlomim, as opposed to Shini Balim, which isn't so closely related to the Gufa carbon. That's number one. Number two, V'yeshli b'arba avoides. The concept of Shini Kodesh, generally, by all other carbonates, applies to all four of the primary avodas. There was a Shini Kodesh by the Shechita, by the Kabbalah, by the Halacha, by the Zrika. When it comes to other Kabbanis, it makes it possible. As opposed to Shini Balam, as Rashi explains, that only applies by the Dam, by the Zrika, because the Kapora is by the Zrika. And the Kapora is meant for the Balam. So Shini Balam over there makes it possible, but doesn't apply by the Shechita or the Kabbalah, the Halacha. That's another Mala that Shini Kodesh has over Shini Balam. Number three, V'yeshen Lachamisa. Shini Kodesh applies even after the owner passed away, as opposed to Shini Balam, certainly doesn't apply then. Number four, V'yeshen B'tziba K'b'yachad. Shini Kodesh applies by a Karban Tziba just as by a Karban Yachad, as opposed to Shini Balam, which doesn't apply by a Karban Tziba. What is he doing? Instead of having in mind this Yid, he's having in mind the other Yid. Well, everybody is equally a Balam. He's not changing it to a non-Balam. It's a public carbon. As the Gemara explains, Torah about Shini Balam, how could you say the same by Shini Balam, which is a less severe deviation? The Im Psuli B'Gufay, it's not something which relates to the Gufa carbon. It relates to its owner. Ve'ina Barba Avoides, doesn't apply by all four Avoides, only by Zrika. Ve'ina Lachamisa, doesn't apply after death. It doesn't apply by carbon tzibur as by carbon yachad. So perhaps since Shini Kodesh is more powerful, yeah, that change, that Shini, can be oyiker the carbon pesach and turn into a shlomim, but not Shini Bailam. It doesn't have that power. You meant to know that certainly two of these four are not necessarily so. Who wants to move them on the list? As the Gemara soon will explain. But Tartimi Adafka, but two of them are very much on target and accurate. We have two discrepancies, two advantages that Shini Kodesh has over Shini Balam. As the Gemara explains, that two of them really don't apply. The Maishna, Shini Balam. Why is it that you say that Shini Balam is the Loyave Psule Begufe? It's not considered an inherent psul in the essence of the carbon. Why is that? The Psule Machshava Ba'almahi. Because it's not pertaining to the physicality of the carbon. It's just a machshava, something outside, beyond the carbon. The psula machshava ba'almi. Therefore, you don't consider it psula begufay. Now, if that's the case, shini kodesh nami. That type of shini is also of a similar nature. Psula machshava ba'almi. It's coming through a machshava. It's not connected to the actual chayfetz of the carbon. So really, in that regard, you cannot say Shini Kodesh is more powerful than Shini Balam. They're both not Psule Begufa. Okay, so that cannot be mentioned on the list of discrepancies. And in addition, we have the other one. Vesu, additionally, Hod Amar Shini Balam in Lacha Misa. This that you have said, that Shini Balam doesn't apply after Misa, and Shini Kodesh does, well, not necessarily. Ularav Pinchas, Brei Darav Ami, the Amar, Yesh Shinui. Balam Lachamisa, according to him, that Shini Balam can apply Lachamisa, Michael and Meimar. So what are you going to say? So you don't have that as a difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Balam. So these two need to be removed off the list. Tar to Mias Dafkaninu. But at least two of those items are accurate and true. The two being the fact that Shini Kodesh applies to all four avoiders. The other one, that Shini Kodesh applies even to a Karmat Tzibur, which both of these things are not applicable to Shini Balam. So therefore you can't compare one to the other. Elamah Rabbah, Rabbah responded like this. Actually, Shini Balam won't help. Will not be considered a reason to be Machshav the Karmat Pesach a week before Pesach. The reason is as follows. Pesach Sheshchot, B'Shayim Mois Hashanah, B'Shini Balam. You know what happens? Nasek Mish'ein Balam, B'Zmanay, U'Pasol. What happens to a Karban Pesach who is missing its owner? His owner passed away. The Karban Pesach becomes puzzle. You can't be makir of a Karban without an owner. A Karban Pesach, that is. Says Rava, when you go ahead and you take the Karban Pesach and you deviate, you mishana from the Balam, instead of doing it for the rightful owner, you be makir for a different owner. It's as though this Karban Pesach has no owner. It's ownerless. It's as though this Karban Pesach would be bezmane without an owner. And it's puzzle. Therefore, here as well, taking this Karban Pesach, even a week before Pesach, and rendering it ownerless, so to speak, is actually a reason to make it pasul and not to make it kosher. So in conclusion, we had a question regarding a Karban Pesach being nishchat shelo bezmanai, which we know that if you do it b'shinei kodesh for the sake of a shlamim, it makes it kosher. This Pesach has a din of a shlamim. What happens to shinei bailam? The conclusion is, it's possible. It's absolutely possible because it's as though the Pesach has no bailam. And that itself is a reason for it to be possible. Continues the Mishnah. Shchotei shaloi lo'ichlov. What if he did the shchita on the Karban Pesach for the sake of individuals who don't have ability to eat? A chayla, a zaken, who cannot eat a kazayis. The point of the Karban Pesach is to be eaten. The shchita certainly is meant to enable achila. If it's shaloi lo'ichlov, it's not a good shchita. Or if it's for the sake of individuals who aren't counted in, haven't joined as members of this Karban Pesach group. La Arelim, or he did the Shechita for the sake of Arelim, a person who hadn't had a bris. Rashi always explains that when it comes to Arelim by Karban Pesach, we're speaking about a person who was prevented from doing the Milah for health reasons. Ula Tmeim, or he did the Shechita for Tmeim. So these are additional examples of people who cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Possible, because the Shechita has to take place for the sake of people who can eat. What about if he mixed and matched? He did the Shechita for the sake of a group who were partially oichlim, partially not oichlim, part of them were arelim. Lo oichlim is loy lo oichlim. He did the Shechita for a group of people. Some of them had the ability to eat, healthy. Some did not have the ability. Or he mixed some people who were counted as part of the Chabur, and he also did it for others who were not part of the Chabur. Or for a group of people who were partially mulim and part of them are reilim. Or some of them were tmeim and some tarim. Kosher. Why? Because as long as you have at least some people, even one person, who can eat the carbon, who's eligible, who's an oichel, he has the ability to eat, he's part of the group, he's a mul, he's a tar, then the shechita is applied for that person. Because even a kazayis needs shechita. So even if there's one person who's considered a proper oichel, then the shechita is for him. The fact that he mixed in other people does not harm the carver. Continues the Mishnah. Shechata kodem chatzos is possible. If the shechita took place before chatzos, it's possible. Shenamar bein arbay. It's meant to be in the afternoon. What about shechata kodem l'tamid? We learned the other day that the Karban Pesach is meant to follow the Talmud because it has a lashon of Be'erev and Bein Arbaim. What if he did it before the Talmud? It's kosher. So by the evidence kosher, Ubelvad provided shehei acher memareis bedame. Somebody should stand there and mix the dam of the Pesach to prevent it from hardening. Achi yizarech haTalmud. Wait until the dam of the Talmud will be applied to the Mizbeach, and then afterwards follow with the dam of Pesach. But v'im nizra kosher. If by the evidence they did the zrika on the Pesach even before the Talmud, but the evidence kosher. Tanu Rabban, ketad shloi lo eichlov. What does the Mishnah mean? He did the shechita shloi lo eichlov. Lushum choyle for the sake of a ill person who cannot eat a kazayis, or lushum zaken who can't eat a kazayis. Ketad shloi lo mnuyev. What does it mean? Shechita shloi lo mnuyev. Nimnu olav chaburazu. This group of people counted themselves in for this Karban Pesach. And he chose to do the shechita for the sake of another group. And in both cases, the Karban Pesach is possible. How do we know that indeed the Karban Pesach needs to be nishchat for the sake of oichlin, for the sake of menuyim? The Tan Rabban b'michsas. The pasuk says that you take the Karban Pesach and b'michsas nefashos ish lefi ochloi tochosu alase. We learn from here. The Pesach needs to be shechted for the sake of its members. How do we see that from B'michsas? Let's drop down, take a look at Rashi. Rashi here has four lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Michsas. Says Rashi, Loshen Menuyin. People that were counted in. K'moy es Michsas e'erkecha. It's Loshen of counting. So the Shechita has to take place for the sake of its members. Continues the Gemara. Fine, you meant to do so, but what happens if you ignore this mandate? Yochel shachtei shalei l'mnuyev. If he did a shalei l'mnuyev, yeik oivar la mitzvah, be kosher. Perhaps, okay, he was oivar on the mitzvah, but it's still kosher, it's not me'akiv. Talmud Loimar, the pasuk repeats it b'michsas, and then concludes ish lefi achoy tachoysu alaseh. So b'michsas and tachoysu are both indicating the same thing. Hakosov shina olav lahakov. The Torah repeats it twice, and we know this is a klal b'kachim. Whenever we have a repetition, it indicates that it's ma'akev and invalidates if you ignore it. So the din of shchita lebnuyav is ma'akev. Now, of course, this only applies to the shchita. When it comes to zrika, we're going to learn in the upcoming sugya. By zrika, there's no concept of b'machashev for the oichlan, for the benuyim. It's unique to shchita, which is there to enable the achila. Shchita makes it right achila. Rabbi Eimer, loshen sursihu. How do we know that it applies only to the shchita? Because the pasuk, by using the loshen tachoisu, which is really a loshen sursihu. What does that mean? It's a Syrian dialect of Aramaic. Syria was situated between Eretz Yisrael, where they spoke Lashon Kodesh, and Babel, where they spoke Aramaic. So it was an in-between, it was a synthesis of the two languages. So Tochaisu mentioned the Pasuk is actually in this language. In this language it means Shchita. Lashon Sursiu. Ka'odem she'em l'chaver, like a person tells his friend, Kais, li'talizeh. Shecht for me this carbon, this lamb, this tali. So tachoy salaseh in this pasuk is referring strictly to shchita, which is meant to be l'shem the oichlim and l'shem the menuyim. Ashichan sheloy l'menuyim. So we just learned that the Torah repeats the din of the menuyim designation twice to teach us that it's ma'akev. So we know that the ikuv applies to shchita sheloy l'menuyim. He did a shchita for people who aren't members, it's possible. What if he did the shchita for the sake of people who can't, who are not capable of properly eating the carbon? So you know we're not meant to do it. Because it says, ishlof achle tachoysu. But how do we know that it's ma'akev? Amakro, ishlof achle tachoysu. The pasuk here connects both halachos. Because Ishlefi Achlei teaches us that the Shechita must take place for the sake of Oichle. Tochoisu teaches us for the sake of members. Iskish Oichle Menuyin. Here the Torah connects the two concepts, the L'shem Oichle and the L'shem Menuyin, to teach us, just as the Halach of Menuyin is Ma'akiv, likewise the Halach of L'shem Oichle is also Ma'akiv. So at this point we learned that when it comes to Karban Pesach, the Shechita of the Karban must be for the sake of Oichle, for the sake of Menuy. However, when it comes to Zrika, there's no such stipulation. What happens in an in-between scenario? He was in the middle of doing the Shechita. And he's thinking to himself, look, this Shechita is for the sake of Oichlan, for the sake of Menuy. But I'm doing the Shechita also. It's an additional element. Also, in order to prepare the dam here, the dam that's being produced by the shchita, and take that dam, I'm preparing in order to take that dam and be zorek it eventually for non-eaters. Shelo l'shem oichlan. So although, as we just said, when it comes to the zorek itself, if he zorek the dam, shelo l'shem oichlan, there's no harm done. But here, that's not what happened. It was during the shchita, which requires, which needs to be l'shem oichlan. He's thinking to himself that I'm preparing now the dam for the sake of a zrika, which I'm going to do. Shelo l'shem oichlan. What is the halacha there? It's a hybrid scenario. Shachtoi lemulin amanashi skaper b'arelim bezrika. So he did the shchita l'shem the mulin, shame people who can eat, people that had a bris milah. But he's thinking and he's saying, I'm doing this conditionally almanas for the sake she is skaper b'arelim bezrika. Then when it comes to the zrika, I'm going to use this very same dam that I'm producing now through the shchita, and be zorek it b'mechaper for arelim, people that are not eligible eaters. Let's see Rashi on top. Shachtei la'achila lemulin. Menuyin. The shchita is for the sake of feeding it, enabling the achila for people who are mulin, who had a bris milah, who are menuyin, who are members. Avol. Here's the catch. Avol yischaper b'zrikasi arelim. But he intends on using the zrika to be mechaper farelim, oy menuyin, oy sheini menuyin, whether or not they're members of the karmel. So what's the halacha here? We have a machlekes. Rav Chisda amar pasul. Because the fact is, it's taking place when? During the shechita. In which case it has to be l'shem oichel. So although it's applied to Zrika, but when is it happening? During his involvement with the shechita. Rav Chisda says it's pasul. Rabba amar kasha. Because this machshava pertains to Zrika. And during Zrika, you don't have to have l'shem oichlem. Now, l'chol l'shem oichlem is strictly a shechita stipulation, because shechita enables the achila. So it needs to be l'shem people who are allowed to eat. As opposed to our case, where the shechita was perfectly legal. He's doing the shechita for the sake of eaters. But he's thinking that I'm right now preparing the dam to do Zrika later on for non-eaters. No harm is done. Because Zrika doesn't have to be for eaters. Explains the Gemara. Rav Chisda amar pasul, yesh machshavas arelim bezrika. This type of machshavas arelim, to prepare it for people who are not eaters, will make it pasul. Yesh machshavas arelim bezrika. Even when it's applied to the zrika, because it's taking place right now during the shechit. Rabba amar kosher, ein machshavas arelim bezrika. The machshavas arelim that's applied to the Zrika won't make it possible. Amar Rava, mina aminila. How do I know that it is so? That if he's doing the Shechita, and the Shechita itself is for people who have a bris, mulim, eligible candidates to go eat the carbon, they're ach oichlam. But his machshava is that I'm preparing dam for Zrika. Shaloi l'shem oichlam. A Zrika for Arel. How do I know that it's kosher? From the following brisa, the sanya. The brisa begins with a pasuk. V'chol orel lo yoichal boy. The Gemara learns this to mean that if he's doing the shechita for a group of people who are arelim, who are not oichlim, this carbon is pasuk. What if only part of the group are arelim? Some are oichlim, some are people who have a bris. Only mikzes orla. There's only partial orla here. What happens then? Yochol yifsol b'nei chabura habayin imay. Perhaps this person who's an oral will invalidate the shechita on behalf of the other b'nei chabura who are accompanying him. The fact that the Karban Pesach was nishchat, even for mitzas orla, for a group which is comprised of even part arelim, perhaps that invalidates the entire process. Says him, no, we're going to use the following formula to teach us that it's not so. Only if the shechita was entirely l'shem arelim, as the Mishnah explained, we'll make it possible. But if it's for a group of people who are partly oichlim and partly arelim, it's going to be kosher. V'dinu, let's apply the following formula. Hoylo v'orlo peiselis. Since this case that we just mentioned, orlo, makes the korban possible. If he does a shechita l'shem and orlo, it's possible. He's a non-eater. Likewise, if he does a shechita for the sake of a tummy person, it's poisel the carbon. Let's draw a parallel from one to the other. Ma tuma, lo yosu ba miktsas tuma kechol tuma. Just as when it comes to tuma, the Torah did not regard partial tuma like complete tuma. So let's say we have a group of people, some are tummy, some are tor, no harm is done. Why is this a given? The Gemara later will explain. So that's a known fact. Miksas tuma causes no harm. Likewise, af arla. Same thing when it comes to arla. Like also, but miksas arla, kechal arla. We don't deem partial arla like a complete arla. So as long as part of the group that the shechita is intended for are mulim, are not arelim, that's okay. We derive arla from tuma. Miksas is not poison. Or perhaps go the other way around. Let's compare Erla to something else. Since Erla is poison the carbon, the shechita was for the sake of an Erla, it's poison. Zman poison. And likewise, we have a concept called Zman, which makes poison. Zman here is in reference to pickle. So he did the shechita on the carbon with a machshava to eat a kezayis of that carbon, chutz l'zmanai, in 3 days' time. Out of its prescribed zman achila, that carbon becomes pickle. Now, the machshava there was only applied to a very small portion of the carbon. His machshava was to eat just merely a kezayis chutz l'zmane. That is enough to make the carbon possible. So let's compare the psul of Orla to the psul of Zman. Man's man, just like by Zman, also by mikzas man kichol Zman. We regard it even a mikzas man, even if his kavana only applied to one kezayis, which is going to eat next week. Kichol Zman, we consider it, we treat it like as though we had a complete machshava on the entire carbon. It makes it completely possible. Af Orla, likewise by Orla. Also by mikzas Orla kichol Orla. Even a portion of Orla would be considered like a complete Arla. So the Shechita was done for the sake of even one Arla, even if his friends are not Arla. That should be sufficient reason to make it possible. Let's compare Arla to his mom, to Pigle. So now we have a dilemma. We have Arla in the middle, and we want to know what to compare it to. To Tumah, where Mitzas is not Paisel, or to Zman, where Mitzas is Paisel. So which way should we go? Nira Lemidoyma, let's see. Who is more similar to? Says the Gemara, he's more similar to Tami. Why? Don and Dover. Let's learn something which doesn't really generally apply to other kabbalas. What is that? Arla. Rashi says that, generally speaking, even an Arl can bring his carbon. So this halacha that an Arl cannot join a carbon is unique, is exclusive to carbon Pesach. So let's learn that concept, the Arla which is exclusive to Karban Pesach, from something else that is similar to it in nature, that is also exclusive to the Karban Pesach. Midavar she'en noyim chalat zmachem. What is that? Tumah. Tumah, like Arla, is something which is unique to Karban Pesach, because, again, a person's tummy can generally bring a Karban. He can send his Karban to Beis HaMikdash. He's not prevented from bringing a Karban. This exclusion of a Tamei is unique to Karban Pesach. So Arla and Tamei are very similar in nature. Let's learn one from the other. And just like by Tumah, partial Tumah doesn't make Psul, by Arla as well. If part of the group are Arelim, it won't poison the Karban. Val Yechiech Zman, but don't bring a Raya from Pigel, Shenoyig B'chal Zvachim, which applies to all Karbanis equally. So Arla is more similar in nature to Tumah. Therefore, well, let's learn from there. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Or perhaps, let's go in the other direction. Let's connect Arla to Pigel. You know why? Because they also have a similarity. Something which is unique to them, which is not by Tumah. Don and Dover. Shalihuta Mekloli. Let's learn Arla, which is something that has no exceptions. Medover Shalihuta Mekloli. From Pigel, which also doesn't have exceptions. Don't bring a raya from Tumah, Shehutra Meklol, which has exceptions. What type of exception? When is it Hutar Meklole from its general klal? When do we have an exception by Tumah? So Rashi says, a Karban Pesach, which was Ba B'Tumah. So if most of Yisrael were Tamei, for instance, they'll bring their Karban Pesach in that state of Tumah, and they'll eat it as well. So we find that Tumah has leeway, has exceptions. And therefore, when we look to find a source for the halacha by Arla, whether Mikzas is Paisel or not, let's choose Tumah, let's choose Pigel, Zman, which is more similar in nature to Arla, because both of them have no exceptions. There are no leeways when it comes to Pigel, when it comes to Arla. So just as Pigel, even Mikzas creates Psul, because even if he has a Machshava just on a Kazayis, that's enough to make it possible. Arla as well, even if just part of the group are Arela, makes it possible. As opposed to Tumah, which has exceptions. It's Hutumah Klal, therefore you can't derive from there. So now we have to look for a source. Again, we're trying to figure out, what is the halacha if a person takes a Karban Pesach and does the Shechita for the sake of a group of individuals who are partially Arela? Some of them are Arela. So it's not completely for Arela, but it is mixed as Arla. What is the halacha? Talmud Lema, the Braisa continues. Quoting a pasuk, Zois. And somehow this is going to teach us the halacha. Really? My Zois? How does Zois pertain to our discussion? We're trying to prove that Mikzas Erla doesn't do any harm. How do you see anything from Zeus in that regard? Ilema de Kula Erla Pasla, Mikzas Erla Pasla. Is it this that we're trying to learn out? That only if the entire group are Arelim, it's Pasla. But if it's partially Arelim, it doesn't Pasla. Haimig Bechol Erl Nafka. That's not learned from Zeus. That's learned from the Pasuk V'chol Erel Yechabai, which indicates that only if the entire process was for the Arelim, then you have a problem on your hands. But if it's only partially Arelim, you're okay. You don't need Zeus for that. Ela Lav Hachiktani. Apparently, when the Brisa quoted Zeus, it was pertaining to another matter altogether, a different halacha. So let's go slowly. We had a question. What about Mixas Arla? That we know from the Pasuk of V'chol Erel. Talmud Lema V'chol Erel, which teaches us Kula Erel Pasla, Mixas Erel Pasla. Okay, that's off the table. You wanted to know the halacha by Mixas? Very simple. It says V'chol Erel. Only if the Shechita was for the sake of an entire group who are Erelim. It's completely Shloi Lo Echlav. You're preparing the Basa here for people who are not eligible eaters. That's what makes it Pasla. But if it's only Mixas Erelim, as long as there's somebody that can eat, Shechita applies to him. And we learn that from the Pasuk of V'chol Erel. Only if it's completely Erel. Okay, so once that's taken care of, let's proceed to the next aspect. And for that, we need the Pasuk of Azayis. Continues the Gemara. V'chi teima hu adin lizrika. So perhaps, the same concept will apply to Zrika. If there's Erla, it's Pasla. Meaning, although we mentioned earlier, as Tosis explains, that if during the Zrika he applied the dam for the sake of an Arelim, that doesn't do anything because, as we explained, the concept of Oichon doesn't apply to Zrika. It's unique and exclusive to Shechita, which enables the Basa L'Achila. What the Gemara means here, Hu Adin L'Zrika, that the same concept of L'Shem Arelim will apply to Zrika, it's in the case that we're discussing. It was during the Shechita process that he had in mind that I'm preparing the dam to be Zurich for the Earl. So perhaps there you have a problem on your hands because it was during the Shechita, which enables Achila. V'chitem hu adin lezrika. Perhaps the same thing will apply to Zrika. The kula Earl me apostle. Again, he did the Shechita. And while doing the Shechita, he has in mind to prepare this dam for the Zrika for an entire group of Arelim. Perhaps that will make it possible. Tamalema Zois! That's where Zois comes into the picture. Zois is a mute exception. B'shchita with the kula Erla mi apostle. Only during the Shechita. If he's doing the Shechita for the sake of a group of Arel, then it's possible. Aval Zrika, but if there's Zrika involved, if the Zrika is for the sake of the Arel, filu kula Erla nami le apostle. Even if it's entirely going to be for a group of Arel, there's no psalim. This is a right to Rabbi. Rabbi was the one who said that if he's Sheikhet al-Banas to use the dam for Arelim, it's kosher. Only Shechita for the sake of Shechita can't be done for the Arelim. Shechita has to be for eaters. But if the Machshava of Shloil Oichlav is applied to Zrika, there's no harm. V'chitema, perhaps you'll say, what's the difference? Why discriminate on Zrika? My kula de Zrika. Why is Zrika more lenient than Shechita? The answer is, the Machshav is Oichel Mezrika. Because by Zrika, this concept of Machshav is Oichel doesn't apply. Shechita enables Achila. You're being Sheikhed, the carbon, you're making the Basa Mutal Achila. Then, you have to know what you're doing. You have to be doing it for the sake of Oichel. But when it comes to Zrika, the concept of Oichel doesn't apply. So at this point, we have a right to Rabba. There are two elements, two parts in this price. Number one, if the Shechita is for the sake of Arelim, it's Tamei, but only if it's completely for Arelim. That's learned from the Pasuk of V'chol Erel, has to be completely Erel. But if it's only partially Erel, it's for Erel and for a person who had a Mila, then it's fine. Aspect number two is, if during the Shechita, he's preparing Dam for Izrika, for Arelim, here as well, it's completely kosher. Even if it's completely going to be a Zrika L'Shem Arelim. There's no harm because Zois teaches us. Machsheves Oichlon, Machsheves Arelim, etc. only applies to the Shechita, cannot relate to Zrika. So this was Rav's mocker to his Allah. Rav Chizda will respond, no! Ad Rav, just the opposite. L'idach Yisa. Let's go in the other direction. Meaning, Zois is a mute. Correct? It's coming to make an exception here. According to Rav Chisda, the exception will be that Zrika is actually more severe, more chomer than Shechita. So if he did the Shechita, and during that Shechita, he has in mind, Al Menas, that the Zrika will be for the sake of a group who are partially part of Ma'arelim, even Mitzvahs Erla, because it pertains to Zrika, it's going to be possible. So Rav Chisda is adopting an approach in the other direction altogether. Zrika is actually more chomer than Shechita in this context. So he explains like this. Let's go back to the Braisa, which began discussing Shechita, of course. So when he did the Shechita for the sake of a group of Arelim, it's possible, because the Shechita enables Achila, needs to be Lo'echla. What about if it's Mixas Arla, part of the Arelim? We want to know the Halacha. And the Braisa says, Talmud Lo'imar, V'chol Arel, V'chol is teaching us, Kula Arla Pasla, if it's completely Arla, it's possible. Miktasle Pasla, if it's only partially, it's okay. That's with respect to Shechita. As we explained, because even if you have one person who can eat it, you've already done a good Shechita. Let the Shechita apply to that person. Because he can't have his kazayas without a Shechita. So even if there's one eligible oich, that's enough. That's because it's Shechita. Aval Zrika. But Zrika, which brings Kapara, over there, says Rav Chisda, even if it's a mixed group, some of them are mulim and some of them are arelim, since the zrika will bring a kapara for arelim who aren't really meant to be part of the korban, that is detrimental to the kashrus hakorban. Aval zrika afilu miksoso nami pasla. Even if they're only part arelim, it makes it possible. And that's the pasuk of Zois. V'chitem hu adin lezrika. Says Rav Chisda, well, maybe you'll argue and say, well, the same halacha that applies to Shechita will apply to Zrika. The adika kula arla loy pasla, until you have an entire group of arelim, it won't make it possible. Why should Zrika be worse than Shechita? Talmud lema zois. That's why the Brice introduces the second word, the second pasuk, zois, to tell us that Zrika is different than Shechita. It's more chomer than Shechita. Shechita hu, the mektsasa le pasla. By Shechita, we have this concept that partial arelim won't harm. Aval Zrika, when it comes to Zrika, which is meant to bring the kapar, afilu miktosa pasla, even if it's partially oral, it makes it possible. V'chitema, perhaps you'll say, umay chumer de Zrika. Why should Zrika be more chumer? Why should we say that Zois is coming to say that Zrika is more chumer? Rather than saying like Rabba that Zrika is actually more kal, and for the sake of Arel, never affects the Zrika. Why should we go in this direction rather than the other direction? The answer is that Zrika we find elsewhere carries more weight than Shechita. Therefore, it justifies the Chumrah here as well. The Loi Mikba Pigul Ela B'Zrika. Rashi explains that the Gemara means that generally when a person does Pigul, so the Shechita was in order to eat a Kezayit Shloi B'Zmane. We have to wait until all four Avodas, until the Zrika was done. Otherwise the Pigul is still pending. Zrika is the conclusion of the avoidance and brings about the application and manifestation of the pigle status. So we make ba pigle doesn't get established until you have the Zrika. So you see that Zrika is actually superior to Shechita, because although the machshava took place perhaps by the Shechita, but he has to wait for the Zrika to establish the pigle. So Zrika has a chumer over Shechita here as well, says Rav Chisda. Although when it comes to Shechita, if it's at least partially being done for somebody who's an oichel, that's okay. But when it comes to Zrika, it's not so. The concept that Shechita for at least one oichel is sufficient doesn't apply to Zrika. It's an entirely different concept. You're doing the kapara for Arel, that makes the carbon possible, even if you have others who are not Arel. So this is Rav Chisda's halacha, that if during the Shechita he had in mind two things. Number one, I'm doing the Shechita to feed it to Oichlim, to people who are out of Bris Mila, Lemulin. But he's also introducing another element to the Shechita. During the Shechita, when I produce this Dam, I'm doing it almanas to take this dam eventually and be zurek it for the sake of Arelim. What happens then? So Rav Chizkiya says, it's possible. Rabbi says it's kosher. And they both base themselves on this price. They have different ways of interpreting the price. So let's proceed and explain. The price began with the halacha of Shechita. Shechita l'shem, entire group of Arelim, is certainly possible. There's nobody to eat the carbon, nobody eligible. But if it's only mixas Arelim, in which case the Shechita can be applied at least to somebody who is an eligible Eichel, that's okay. And that's learned from the pasuk of v'chol arla. Only if it's kulu arla, it's a problem. But miktas is okay. Then we have another word called zus, which has come to make an exception by zrika. The question is, which way to go? L'kula? Meaning that zrika is totally exempt from this psul of l'shem arel. That's Rabba's opinion. Therefore he says that in this case, when he did the shechita l'shem, in order to use the dam for arelim by the zrika, it's completely kosher, because machshavas eichlon doesn't apply to zrika at all. Whereas Rav Chizkiya went in the other direction. Zoyis is actually teaching us a chumra by zrika, that although when it comes to shechita, miktsas doesn't do harm, but by zrika, even miktsas, even if it's partially for an arl, just one arl in the mix there, that is sufficient to be poisel the carb. And of course, we're speaking again in a case where all this happened during the shechita. So this brisa forms a basis for both shittas, Rav and Rav Chizkiya. Maskev l'Ravash. Ravash has a problem with this shot in the brisa. The way we understood the brisa was like this. We have two psukim. V'chol orel lo yoichel boy is coming to teach us that only if it's entirely l'shem orel does a psuk. Zois, on the other hand, came and tell us there's some exception to the rule. According to one approach, it meant to apply a kula by zrik. According to the other approach, a chumra by zrik. That's what we learned up until now. Says the Rashi, how do you know? Perhaps we could interpret the psukim differently. Mimai da hai v'chol oral kula mashma. How do we know that v'chol oral is telling you only if the entire group are arelim, v'chol arel. But if it's only partially arelim, you're okay. That's by the shechita. What about by the zrika? Zois is coming to set the zrika apart. Dilma, perhaps, we have to interpret the price differently. Dilma, hai v'chol arel, mashma kodu arla. You know, the word v'chol can have two meanings. V'chol arel, it's completely arel. Or v'chol arel can mean even just a little bit. A small, minor element of Arelis is sufficient to make it possible. Duma hai v'chol arl, mashma kodu arla. Even if only part of the group are Arelim, that is sufficient reason to make the carbon possible. So that's the initiation of the Brais. V'chol arlo yechaba, perhaps, it's actually coming to tell us that even a miktsas arlo by shechita makes it possible. That's why the Brais has to proceed with v'zois. Because Rachman is Zois. Da'adika kula arla le'pasla. Zois is coming to provide a chiddush, an exception to the rule. No, don't say v'chol means only partially arelim. That's enough to make it possible. No. Zois. Zois is saying it needs to be complete. Only if it's this way. If it's completely arelim, then you have a problem by shechita. So that was the point of the braisa. The ad, the ikka kula arla le'pasla. Loishna b'shchita, loishna b'zrika. This applies to shchita and to zrika. The same halacha applies to both. That what? That a mixed arla doesn't make it possible. For instance, if we did the shchita for a group of people who are partially arelim, five arelim, five are not arelim, we learn from Zeus, there's no harm done here, because as long as the shchita can be applied to a person who is a mul, person who had a bris milah, you're okay. And the same thing will apply to the zrika aspect of the carbon. For instance, if during the shechita he had in mind that I'm preparing the dam, abanas, she is kapra boy arelim bezrika, here as well. If the group that he had in mind are completely arelim, then you have a problem on your hands. But if it's only mixes arla, there's no harm done. Loishlam b'shchita, loishlam b'zrika. So his kasha is on both, on Rabbah and Rav Chisda. He had a certain approach to the brisa, which resulted in zrika being set apart from shchita, whether l'kula, whether l'chumra, depending on Rabbah or Rav Yosef, one way or the other. How do you know that's a pshat in the brisa? Perhaps the brisa means something entirely different, and the result will be that shchita and zrika are really one and the same, have the same halacha, and therefore you don't have a raya. Both Rabbah and Rav Chisda can't learn anything from this brisa pertaining to that halacha. Because perhaps, in this case, when he did the shchita for the sake of using the dam for kaparas arelim, certainly it's possible. It makes it possible, provided that it's completely for arelim, and not only for mitzvahs. So this can't be, says Ravashi, this can't be the machlokes between Rabbah and Chisda. Elam Ravashi, says Ravashi, I have another approach to the machlokes. Rav Chisda b'Rabba b'hai kura k'miflik. Their machlokes centers around the following pasuk. They're speaking about shini balim, not shaloi lo echla. Shini balim. So what happened was that he did the shchita or the zrika, whatever he did there, for the sake of a person who is a non-owner. This is a machshavah shaloi lo mnuyev. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, we have two things: shloi lo echla, people who can't eat because there's an oral, etc. That was the Gemara up until now. Rav Ashi has a different approach. Rav Chisda and Rava are speaking about a different concept. If either the shchita or the zrika for shloi lo mnuya, for people who aren't members, hadn't joined as members in this carbon. Now that other person who he has in mind, this non-member, also happens to be an oral. There's two problems. He's not a member, and he's also a person who's ineligible to actually have the carbon. Rav Chisda says it's pasul, Rabbah says it's kasha. Why? Explains the Gemara. They're focusing on the following pasul, b'haikrum k'mifliki, which teaches us that you can't deviate, you can't be meshana, the balim. V'nir tzeloi l'chaper olav. The carbon only works. It's nir tzeloi l'chaper olav. If the kavana during the avodah was for the sake of this person, of the rightful owner, olav v'loi l'chaveri, only if he had the rightful owner in mind. But if it was done for the sake of another person who was not an owner, the carbon is not an accepted carbon. Now, Rabbi Savar, he goes like this. Chaveru dumi didei. When does Shini Bala make the carbon possible? So the carbon belongs to Reuven, and he had Shimon in mind. It only makes it possible if Shimon is an eligible candidate for this carbon. Mahu de bar kapara, just as Reuven is a bar kapara, he is an eligible candidate to have kapara from this carbon. He had a bris milah, he can have this carbon pesach. Af chaverit bar kapara, his friend as well, Shimon, who you had in mind, needs to be somebody who has potential to acquire this carbon. He's a bar kapara. That's when the shini balam takes effect. La fuki hay oral, as opposed to this fellow who's an oral. This Shimon, this non-owner, is an Earl. The Lava Kaparo. He's not an eligible candidate. He's not a potential owner of this carbon. Having him in mind doesn't do any harm. He's not in the context of this carbon. Therefore, says Rabbah, if instead of having Reuven in mind, he did the Shechita for the sake of Shimon, who's a non-owner, but was also an Earl, no harm was done. Rav Chisda Savar, Chisda says like this, Hai Oral Nami, even this fellow who's an Oral, this non-owner, Kivin de Bar Chiyuvahu, since he's certainly obligated to bring a carbon, Bar Kaparu, we consider him to be a Bar Kaparu. He is a potential owner. Why? Hoyol di boi misakin nafshe, because if he wishes, he can quickly fix himself up, he can run to the nearest moil and remove the Arla. It's within his ability to become practically eligible for the Karim Pesach. Therefore, he's considered a potential owner, a potential bar kapara, who this Karim Pesach can apply to. And therefore, having him in mind instead of the owner, that's called Shini Bailam. So in short, Ravashi says, the Machlokes Rav Chisda pertains to Shini Bailam. The owner was Reuven. He did the Shechita for the sake of Shimon, who happens to be an Earl as well. Rabbi says no harm was done. Shimon is not in the ballpark at all. He's not a person who can have a carbon pesach. He's an aro. So no harm was done. He doesn't interfere with Reuven's ownership. But Rav Chisda says, since it's within his ability to remove that erla, so he's considered a potential bar kapara of this carbon, and having him in mind interferes and makes the carbon possible. Okay, let's make a quick chazara of today's daf. The Gemara began with Karma Pesach, Shaloi Bezmane. So it was a week before Pesach. We know that if he did it Bishini Kodesh, if he did the Shechita for the sake of a Shlomim, this carbon Pesach now turns into a Shlomim. What if he did Shini Balam? He had in mind for somebody who was not an owner. What happens there? The Gemara concluded, the name of Rava, it's possible. Because the carbon Pesach needs to have an owner. And this carbon here is deemed as though it's ownerless because he was Mishana the Balim, therefore it's possible. We proceeded with the Mishnah that told us that the Shechita needs to be done for the sake of people who can eat the carbon, and also for the sake of people who are already members in the carbon. So if it's Shaloi Lo'echlov, he did it for the sake of a group who entirely can eat. This is a full group of ill people, an entire group, cannot eat the carbon. Then the Shechita is possible. We learned that from the Pasuk, Ishlef V'Achle, needs to be for the sake of people who can eat. Same thing, Shleil Ibnuyev. If you did the Shechita for the sake of a group who are totally non-members, the entire group are non-members, this carbon is possible. We learned that from Michsas Nefashes. Needs to be for the group, from the group. The Michsa, the people who count themselves in, became members of this carbon. This only applies to the Shechit. But when it comes to the Zrika, the Gemara says, Ein machshav es oichlam bezrika. Shechita is coming to enable the achila. But Zrika, that's for the sake of kapara. And therefore, the concept of lo'ichlav, or lo'mnuyev, doesn't apply by the Zrika, even if it was done shaloi lo'ichlav, shaloi lo'mnuyev, it's kasha. We proceeded with the machlekes between Rav and Rav Chisda. We have two ways to explain the machlekes. Initially, the Gemara explained as follows. He did the Shechita in order to enable the achila for people who had a bris. But he also had something else in mind. Al manas to use that dam to be zurek for arelim. Rabbi says it's kosher. Rav Chisda says it's possible. Rabbi says it's kosher because although when it comes to shechita for the sake of arelim is possible. But when it comes to zrika, we learn from the word zois that even if it's completely for arelim, it's kosher. Rav Chisda says just the opposite. Zois is coming to be machmer on the zrika. Even if it's partially for Erla, it's already possible. According to the second approach in the Gemara, which was Rav Ashi, the Machlokes pertains to the following halacha. If this fellow did a Shechita or a Zrika for a non-owner who happens to be Erla, Rabbi says there was no Shini Bailam because this fellow is a non-Bakarpara. He can't relate to this current Pesach, he's an Erla. Therefore, it's not considered Shini Bailam and this carbon is kosher. Rav Chisda says it's possible. Because although currently speaking, he's an Arlo. But if he wishes to, he can run to the Mile and remove the Arlo. So potentially, he's considered a Bar Kapara. And therefore, doing the carbon for the sake of this fellow is considered a full-fledged Shini Bailam and this carbon Pesach is now possible. All the best. Hatzlacha Rabbah.